All right, this is Perek Vav from Hilchos Beis Bechira. And there's basically three parts of the Perek. The first part was actually like a tour of the Beis Mikdash compound. So Rambam's going to guide us through it from the entrance to Har Habayis all the way up through the Heichal. And then the second part deals with one of the unique quirks of the Beis Mikdash, where some parts of it are Chol and some parts are Kodesh, and how that works. And finally, he's going to deal with how to extend the both temple area as well as Yerushalayim itself. So start off with this picture over here, and this is what we're going to be going through in the first few halachas. We're again starting from Har Habayis here. We're going to work our way through the Chayal and then up to the Ezra's Nashim, right? And then up from Ezra's Nashim, again, this is going to be the Mount of Amos up to the Ezra's Yisrael, and a quick hop up to the Ezra's Kohanim around the Mizbeach. You can see the little coin sitting on the Mizbeach over here. Then up to the Shar Ulam Ulam area, which is the entrance to the Heichal. So that means we'll be 22 Amos off the ground, all the way through the Shar Heichal, which we saw in the previous parak, into the Heichal itself, which was the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh. So the Rambam says as follows. Alech Aleph, he says, Amikdash kul lo hoya b'mishor el ma'al ha'har. So the entire base of Mikdash was not built on a flat area. Rather, it was built on the slope or the incline of the mountain. Kish adam nichnas mishar mizrachi shal har habayis. So now, when a person decides to take a tour of the temple, and he comes in from the eastern gate of Har Habayis, Mahalech at Sof HaChel B'Shaveh. So there, he's going to basically be on one level from Har Habayis to the Chel. Volim min HaChel Ezus Nashim. So now, when he goes from the Chel to the Ezus Nashim, B'Shtem Esrei Matlos, there were 12 steps. Ron Kol Malach Chatz Yama V'Shocha Chatz Yamas. Each step was a half Amma in height and a half Amma in width. Halacha Beis, Mahalech Kol Ezus Nashim B'Shaveh. So then, the whole area of the Ezus Nashim was flat. Olam Yimena L'Ezus Yisrael Shud Chilat HaZara. Then he goes to the Ezra Sisra from Ezra's Nashim, which should be considered the beginning of the Azara section of the Beit Mikdash. The Chamesh Shem Malos, 15 steps. Rom Komala Chatz Yama V'Shlocha Chatz Yama. Same as before, half an Amma in height, half an Amma in width. Halacha Gemal. Mahalech Kol Ezra Sisra B'Shava. So now walking through the Ezra Sisra, all being a flat plane. The Olim Meno, then you go from the Ezra Sisra, Ezra's Kohanim to the Ezra's Kohanim. The Mala Gavoa Amma. Okay, so now each step is actually, it's one Amma height step. Ve'alei Duchan, and on there was sort of like a stage. Yesh bo shlosh malos. Then there were another three steps. Ron kol malach chatz yama, the shofa chatz yama. And then each step there was a half Amma, a half Amma. Nimseis eses kohanim, that comes out that the area that the kohanim set aside for the kohanim, gavosh al shal Yisrael, was taller than the area for non-kohanim. Shtei amos mechza, two and a half amos. Halacha dalet, mahalach kol eses kohanim amizbeach. Now you walk through the Ezra's Kohanim around the Mizbeach, Ubina Ulam Mizbeach B'Shava, and from the Ulam area, which is opening up to the Heichal through the Mizbeach, is on this flat plain. Rolam Misham LeUlam, then you go up to the Ulam, B'Shtem Esrei Malos, 12 steps, Ron Kol Malach Chatz Yama, B'Shocha Chatz Yama, half an Amma in height and half Amma in width, Ve'Ulam Ve'Eichal Kula B'Shava. The Ulam, as well as the Heichal, which is the Kodesh Kanoshim, we're all on a flat plain. So, Halacha Hey, so what do we see? Nimsa, Gova Karka Heichal, Al Karka Shar Mizrach Shahar Bay. So going from the endpoint, which is the Heichal, down to the beginning of this tour, which is the eastern gate of Har Habayis, Shtayim ve'Esrim Amos, 22 Amos. The Gova Shar Habayis, Esrim Amma, the gate on the east of Har Habayis was 20 Amos in height. The Fikach, Ome Keneged Shar Mizrach. That's why if you stood at the eastern gate, Ein Roa Pesach Heichal, you would not be able to see the opening of Heichal. Ubenezeh, because of this, Asu Kosol Shal Gave Shar Zeh Namuch. That's why they made this wall above the gate that was kind of low. Kadeshia Kohen Omen Bahara Mishra. This way, when a Kohen was standing in the Har Mishra area, where he was taking care of the Para Duma, Roa Pesach HaHechal, he would see the opening of the Hechal, B'Shah Shemazeh Midam Para Nocha HaHechal. So he needs to see it, because when he sprinkles the blood, he has to be standing, he was standing basically on Har Zesim, and he has to be able to see the opening to the Hechal. Halachava, B'lishkos HaYusham, Tachas Ezes Yisrael, P'suchos Ezes Anashim. We've seen the Lishkos before. There were certain chambers that were underneath the Ezes Yisrael that opened up to the Ezra's Nashim. What were these? What were these storage areas used for? Shisham Halavim Nosan Akinoras Vanavam Hamaslasim Chalklesha. Basically, the Levium, who the band Levium, meaning the ones who play the musical instruments, stored the musical instruments in those storage areas. Val Duchan Olam Ezra Yisrael Ezra's Kohanim, on that platform that went from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Kohanim. Hayolavim Om the Mishah Shom Shirah Al Korban. That's where the Levium would stand, okay, and recite the Shir, the song for each Korban. Halacha Zayin. Okay, now that's the tour. Now the Rambam switches over to the unique phenomenon of parts of the Beis Hamikdash being Chol and parts being Kodesh, for instance, by the Sanhedrin. Halishko sabenuos b'kodesh b'psuchas l'chol. So those chambers that were built in the kodesh area, but open up to a non-kodesh area, but to the chel, im hayu gagosan shavin im karka ha'azara, tochen chol b'gagosan kodesh. So let's say the roofs are the roof of the, because remember, always going up. So if the roof of the lishka was equal height to the bottom of the azara, then the inside would be non-kodesh, but the roofs would be kodesh, because the roof is on par with the karka azara. They may not shaven if they weren't even ask Agosan Chol, even the roofs were non-kodesh, because they didn't miskadesh and consecrate the roofs and the upper rooms. The Viga Gongam Elu, therefore these roofs, in Oklansham Koche Kachem. So the practical mafkamin is you wouldn't eat certain karbanas there, below Shofim Kachem Kalam. You couldn't even shaft non-kodesh kadashim karbanas. Now how you benew is the chol of psuchos kodesh. Let's say the chambers are built in the non-kodesh area, but they open up to the kodesh. Tochen Kodesh, the insides are considered consecrated. Lachilas Kotche Kachem, you can even eat the most important karmanas in them. Adain Shokhin Sham Kotche Kalam, but you should not shaft regular karmanas there. But Nechnas Hashem Batuma Pater. And if someone entered into that room and they were Tameh, they'd be Pater. But Gagosain Chol the whole Dover. And the rooms are not considered Kodesh for all manners. Lachates. Hamachilos Hapsuchos Lazara. So the underground areas that open up into the Azara itself, Kodesh, those are considered Kodesh. Psuchos Har Bayis Chol, but the underground chambers that went to the opened up to the Har Bayis area, which is non-Kodesh Chol. Hachalonos Ovei Achoma, so the windows and the thickness of the wall, Kilifnim, are considered like the inside, Benachios Kachachachim, Benachim, regardless of the eating of Kabanos as well as the Tumma itself. Okay, now comes to the last part, which is the urban planning. Halacha Yud, Bezin Shirasa Lahosev Al Yushalayim, O Lahosev Al Zara Mosifin. So Bezin wants to go ahead and add to the city of Jerusalem, or to extend the Azara area, they can add to it. And they can go ahead and extend the Azara area anywhere they want to on the Har Bayis area. They can also extend the walls of Yerushalayim as far out as they want. Okay, but of course, there's a procedure. You can't add to the city or to the Azaras. You need, again, this is the idea of Sanhedrin, but in order for it to be, there's a legislative process required, which needs a king, Valpi Navi, as well as a prophet, as well as the Urim Tumim, Valpi Sanhedrin Shalom Echad Zakenim, as well as with Sanhedrin of 71 elders. Shenamar, Kikol Shimar Yisqa, Bechin Tassel Doros, Moshe Rabbeinu Melechaya. So we know that a melech is required because Moshe Rabbeinu was, a melech. Halachi Beis, the Kitsa Mosifin Al-Ir, so now how does this done? Okay, how do you extend the city? Osim Beis Inshtei Todos. So Sanhedrin has to bring two korbanos, okay, of todas, the lochem lechem chametz shebahem, and the what it called the kohanim would take the lechem from them, the holkem bezin achar shtei todos, and the bezin would walk after the two todos, shtei todos zu achar zu. Each one would follow the one follows the other. The omdom mikinors and the volum mitzitzal, and they would go and stand with these musical instruments and play them, and harps akol pina v'pina akol evim evin shushalayim, and every corner and every stone added to shushalayim. Omer armimcha Hashem ki dilasan. Until they finally get to the end of the era, they want to be Makadesh, and they stand there. They would eat the bread of the Toda offering, Achas Mishneya Todos, right? One from the two Todos, Vashnia Nisrapes, the second one they burn, Valpia Navi, Sorfin Azuv, Oklan Azu. The Navi was the one who would determine which Toda, which Lechem Toda you burn, or which Toda you burn, and which one you would eat. Let's say they want to extend the Azara, which is based on Mikdash property. They would go ahead and use the leftover of a mincha to make a kodesh. Just like by Yerushalayim, the Toda that's eaten makes it holy. Afazara, even by the Azara, Shayari Menachos, even the leftovers of the Menachos, So the remaining of the mincha, which can only be eaten inside the Azara area, makes a kodesh, right? And therefore, it should be eaten at the end. Again, the longest area, the farthest area out that they're extending the Azara to. If you don't follow these instructions, and in this order, in kodesh gamor, it's not a permanent hektish. Zesh asa Ezra, what did Ezra do when he came back? Shtei todos, when he brought these two todos, toda offerings, zikaron hu. It was really in remembrance. He couldn't have actually made a permanent kedusha because there was no what it called king, and there was no Urim Tumim in the time of the second temple. But then, how would the second temple operate? How did he make the second temple kodesh? B'kedusha Rishona Shekat Kitcha Shlomo. He used, or the first Kedusha that Shlomo did was used, Shehu Kidesh Azar Bishlaim, the Shaitan, B'kidshin La'asad Alavo. Because Shlomo, when he was Mekadesh, the base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim, he wasn't just doing it for the present, but he was doing it forever. Okay, but there's a problem. You'll see soon. Halakha Tezvav. B'kat, therefore, Makiv Korbanos Kulon Afi Shein Shem Beis Bayis Banoi. Very important halakha, Kona Rambam. You can be Makiv Korbanos over the entire area where the base of Mikdash is located, even if the base of Mikdash isn't built. You can eat kachi kachim in the entire Azara, even if it's in the state of destruction. Even if it's not surrounded by a machitza. You can eat stam korbanos and maisa sheni in all of Yerushalayim. Even if walls aren't there. Shakadusha Rishona, kitcha l'shaisa, because the first kedusha was Makadesh for that time. The kitcha l'asad labo. And it was also Makadesh for the future. So now the Rambam makes an important distinction as he brings his parak to an end. Halacha design. Ramani ani omer the mikdash Yerushalayim kedusha rishona kach shel asad labo. Ram wants to know why is Ramam, he's asking himself so to speak, but why is he insistent on the base of mikdash kedusha and Yerushalayim kedusha being permanent? But kedusha shara at Yisrael, but outside of Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, in your shvius and ma'aser shvius, man, when it comes to, for instance, shmita and ma'aser, lo kach shel asad labo. It was not made what it called the kedusha wasn't permanent. Why the feature kedusha to mikdash Yerushalayim b'nei ashrina ashrina in the betela. Because the kedusha that takes place in the base of Mikdash Yerushalayim comes from the divine presence, and that never stops. Right? Omer, and that's what he says. Ashi Mosias Mikdash Shechem. Ramu Chachamim Afbi Sheshomim Mikdash Shasan Heinomdim. Right. So even if the what do you call area is destroyed, the kedusha still stands. The Chiyuv Aretz the Shvius and Ma'isros, but the Chiyuv Eretz Yisrael by Shvius and Ma'iser Eino Elam Neshu Kibush Rabim. That's only because it was conquered. The Kemesh and Nukachal Aretz Mideim when we took the land from our enemies. Bittal akibush, the kibush was nullified. The niftar amin atorah li ma'aser shemshvius, and that's when we were cut off from midaraisa from ma'aser shemshvius. Sharei ina min eretz yisrael, because we're going to say it's no longer eretz yisrael. The kemish ala Ezra. Now when Ezra returns eretz yisrael, the kachra and this mechanshin lo kachra kibush al bechazaka. He doesn't conquer it; rather, he uses the system of chazaka shechazikul ba that was used before. Lefika hamakom shechazikul ba olibava. That's why any area that was taken by chazaka that was just they lived there. The only Babel, those who returned to Eretz Yisrael for the second temple, the Niskadish for Kedushas Ezra Hashnia, right? And it was Niskadish by Ezra's version of Kedusha, whom Kudush Hayom, it's still considered consecrated today. The Alpisha Nilkacha Aretz Mimeno, the Chayiv Shvius and Maitros, all Derech Shimana, Bilchot Shuma, right? So, and that's why we're Chayiv, what do you call it, even though it was taken away from Bnei Yisrael later on after Ezra, nonetheless, we're still Chayiv in Shvius and Maitros because, as the Rambam explained in Hilchot Shuma. That ends Perek Vav, and we'll pick up Perek Zion tomorrow.